Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Actually, you know what? Playing something like this is in bad taste, and I apologize.
Thank you.
Peanut the squirrel's dead, guys.
Oh.
And it's a national tragedy. We'll never forget. And if you don't know what we're talking about, this is where we are in America. A squirrel on TikTok was famous and his name was Peanut.
Yeah.
And he was assassinated by our government.
You're saying it like it's a joke.
It's not a joke.
But it's not a joke.
Nope, not a joke. A couple adopted a squirrel when it was a baby and the squirrel was theirs. It was their pet. And they made the squirrel famous on TikTok, wore funny hats and did funny things.
And it loved them so much.
Gave little nibbles and kisses. Okay. This couple was told many times, you can't not have a pet squirrel. And the couple said, don't care what you say. And then eventually the state of New York raided their home, took the squirrel, and I believe that in situations where an animal cannot be turned over to the wild because it has been too domesticated, it would be cruel to do that to the animal because it would die slowly or be eaten. They euthanized the animal, which is what happened. They euthanized the squirrel. The couple is, needless to say, furious.
Devastated.
It not only tears my family apart, but Peanut was the cornerstone of our nonprofit animal rescue. And 10 to 12 DEC officers raided my house as if I was a drug dealer. I was sat outside my house for 5 hours. I had to get a police escort to my bathroom. I wasn't even allowed to feed my rescue horses breakfast or lunch. I was sat there like a criminal.
I'm not happy about any of this.
I know you wouldn't be.
And I agree that it does sound like they were treating him, like he and his wife, like they were criminals.
They are criminals.
Okay.
Before you go on, I just need to say I am sad that they had to euthanize the squirrel. They didn't
have to do anything. It lived in the house with its mommy and daddy. It's human mommy and daddy. It wasn't out in the wild. It was literally doing nothing to anybody. And think of the time and money and manpower that went in to going to get a squirrel. And also, by the way, his brother Fred, a raccoon that they also murdered.
Oh. Euthanized.
Well,
wow.
Right.
How
about this?
Okay.
How about?
All right.
Okay. Were they told a lot of times you can't have a squirrel? Maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, many times.
At that point, the squirrel already lives there.
Uh-huh.
That's already the squirrel's house.
Right.
It has to be just grandfathered in.
No.
And they can say, hey, No, don't do it again. And they point at you. They say, don't you do it again. You go, okay. Both hands up. Okay. I promise. No more pet squirrels. But obviously, this squirrel has to stay here. It lives here.
If you have any thoughts on this, you can text them in to 916-909-1065. Text messages coming in. I'm with you, Gavin. Just follow the rules and laws. If you don't like it, then go through the legal channels of trying to change them. If they really cared about this squirrel, they could have found another legal place for the squirrel to live.
Which is where?
I don't know a squirrel sanctuary.
You don't know. You're making something up.
No, because I don't. You don't.
You're
think that
saying that this place exists, but you don't even know. If
you
that's
don't
true.
Think anywhere in the country there's a place where this where Peanut the squirrel could have lived.
He didn't need to
legally.
He already had a house.
I think the real thing at the end of the day was, if he lived somewhere legally and safely, how would they make fun TikToks?
He was their baby for 7 years. Here's what this comes down to, and I need everybody to understand this. If I ever have the pleasure of getting a pet squirrel.
Yes, yes.
Do understand that I am keeping that squirrel. Now, I'd be smarter about it. I wouldn't tell everybody. I might tell you guys, but like, I'm keeping that pet squirrel. I'm going to have it. It's going to be mine.
You would tell everybody. You would absolutely make fun TikToks with the squirrel. And on top of that, it would end just as tragically.
When they showed up at my house, I'd say, what squirrel?
Right. And then the squirrel would either peekaboo out of your hair or would go leaping from the stairwell to like a chandelier. And you'd be like, they'd be like, they turn around to look at the squirrel and you'd have to kiss them.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
This is the battle of wits based on news and pop culture, and we call the game Are You Smarter Than Katie? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And we are playing for $320. What a jackpot. It is climbing. Does that make you nervous?
Yes.
Good.
Good.
Want you frosty. And we win or lose, we have tickets to go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra at the Golden One Center. Caller 17 is you, Gina. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready.
Good. Katie's leaving the studio. I got 5 questions here. Here we go. In case you didn't see the news yet, Donald Trump has won the presidency. He's the second president to win 2 non-consecutive presidencies. Who was the other one? Grover Cleveland, Chester A. Arthur, or Woodrow Wilson?
Woodrow Wilson.
Question 2. Ironically, today is National Stress Awareness, and the characters from Sesame Street are going viral to make us feel better. People desperate for an emotional hug today are sharing them with Elmo, especially with Elmo's message of Elmo loves you, and I'll remind you of that every day if you need me to. Aww. That one is shared the most. I know. Made me tear up. What is the name of the Sesame Street character that is a pink fairy?
Oh my God, I don't know. Okay. I don't know that one.
Moving on. Ariana Grande is the star of the 2-part movie version of the musical Wicked that comes out in a few weeks, but her name won't appear as Ariana Grande in the movie. She's using her legal name of Butera because that was her name when she first saw Wicked and she thought that that would be appropriate. Wicked takes place in what fictional land?
Oz.
Question 4. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters fathered a baby outside of his marriage. Nobody knew if his wife of 21 years was going to leave him or not. Well, she's not. And the two have stopped working with divorce attorneys. Which is not a Foo Fighters album? There's Nothing Left to Lose, Wasting Light, or Starving in Silence?
Starving in Silence.
Question 5. Amazon's been talking about how they're going to start doing deliveries by drone for a while now. And that day is finally here as they are being tested in Phoenix. Now, they can only hold packages of 5 pounds or less, though. So if you have 5-pound packages that total 60 pounds total, how many deliveries can a drone do?
12.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. Gina, where are we off to today?
I'm at work. I'm sitting in the parking lot.
Oh, that's fun. Where do you work?
I work for a crane company.
A crane company? You know, like making cranes or renting cranes?
We build cranes.
You build cranes.
Cranes scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, she's terrified of them. They're just
me
tall.
Too, actually.
You're scared of them too. You
I
know
don't
what?
Blame you.
We should probably just stop making cranes.
Just
then how are we going to make high buildings?
We don't make high buildings anymore. Period. We just stop.
We all live just one story.
Yeah, one story. Like elementary schools in California, just all one story right. for some reason. All right, Gina, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, here we go. Okay. You know this by now. Donald Trump won. He's the second president to win two non-consecutive presidencies. Who was the other one? Was it Grover Cleveland, Chester A. Arthur, or was it Woodrow Wilson?
I was funny enough just having this conversation. It's actually Grover Cleveland. I thought it was Garfield, but it's actually Grover Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Grover Cleveland. Speaking of Grover, Sesame Street characters are trending because today's National Stress Awareness Day. And each of the characters, like Bert, Ernie, they all have tweeted out different messages to make people, to give them a little emotional hug today. Elmo's is shared the most, and Elmo's message says, "Elmo loves you, and I'll remind you of that every day if you need me to."
Okay.
I love that. What is the name of the Sesame Street character that's a pink fairy?
Abby.
Yeah. Abby Cadabby. Question three. Ariana Grande is the star of the two-part movie version of the musical Wicked, but her name's not going to be Ariana Grande in the credits. She's using her legal name Butera because that was her name when she first saw Wicked on stage and she thought that was appropriate.
So Grande is not her last, her real...
It's apparently hyphenated. Okay. Ariana Grande Butera.
Okay, because her brother goes by Grande too. Mm. And I was going to be like, are you telling me Frankie Grande took his sister's stage name? But no.
If you've seen Frankie Grande, the answer to that track. Is very plausible.
Sure.
Yeah. Wicked takes place in what fictional land?
Oz.
Yeah. Question five, Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. He had a baby outside of his marriage, and nobody knew if his wife of 21 years was going to leave him or not. Well, now we know she's not.
Okay.
They have stopped working with divorce attorneys. What is not a Foo Fighters album? Is it There Is Nothing Left to Lose, Wasting Light, or Starving in Silence?
Nothing Left to Lose.
Starving in Silence is not real. Question five, Amazon has been talking about how they're going to start doing deliveries by drone for a while now. And that day is finally here. They're doing it in Phoenix. Soon, if it works out, they're going to do it everywhere.
Bezos, I don't think we need that.
He's in space. He can't hear you.
That's true.
They can only hold packages of 5 pounds or less, though. So if you have 5 pound packages.
Uh-huh.
Totaling 60 pounds altogether.
Okay.
How many deliveries by drone are needed?
How? Okay. You have 5 pound packages
mm-hmm.
that total 60 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Each one can only carry 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But don't, is it? Is it 12?
Oh my God.
Oh, what?
Yeah, how? You did it. You did it. Amazing.
Wow. I feel amazed.
You should feel amazed.
I definitely
amazed.
Feel amazed.
Wow. All right. Gina, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Watch out for those cranes. final score. You got 3. Katie got 4. Katie wins.
In a shocking ending, I think.
So many shocking endings.
I feel shocked.
So many shocking endings today. We're going to have $20 a jackpot tomorrow, making it $340. But Gina, we're still going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra G1C on November 27th. Okay?
Yay. Thank you.
You got it. Tell us what we need to hear, though.
What should we hear? Ariana Grande.
No. You are
not smarter than Katie.
Oh, I'm not smarter than Katie.
There you go. Yeah. That's fine. There you go. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. Coming up next.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
We are calling Cammy this morning, and she works for a window place. And I am calling as a Irish person that has a strong belief that when somebody dies, you have to leave a window open for the soul to go to heaven. And we are running into all kinds of problems with my grandmother.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Cammy. How are you?
I'm not great. I have a situation. How fast can you do window repairs?
Window repairs. Well, we're pretty quick about it. As soon as you set an appointment with us, we are able to like come in there with our crew and make sure we replace your windows as fast as we can.
Oh, great. Okay. Could you do it this afternoon?
Oh, we usually need 2 weeks' notice. Otherwise, I wish we could help. Okay. Sorry.
Is there any way that we could do it faster than that? It's a window emergency, I guess you could say.
Okay, you seem really upset.
I am very upset.
Okay.
My grandmother just died, and
oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And it was sudden. My family's Irish, and we have this tradition that when somebody dies, you have to leave a window open so that the soul can go to heaven. And none of her windows open. I don't know, Cammy, like how much time we have. There's no manual on something like this, but clearly the clock is ticking. And and she died at home. She died doing what she loved, which was sitting in her recliner watching Fox News. So we need to open a window, and we don't want to break it. But if we have to break it, we're going to break it. So is there any way we can do this faster than 2 weeks? Do you have like a spirit policy?
We don't have any sort of special circumstances or policies. I wish we did. It seems that you're in a really tough situation, and I wish we could help, but it seems that this might not be the best fit for you.
Well, I don't know what to do then. Like, because if we break the window, I'm worried that like bugs and birds are going to get in the house, and she has a cat. So, but the cat would probably escape out the window. So we don't want to break it, but
right. And I don't want you all to hurt yourselves, but we have a policy, and I have to stick with the policy. And this, I think it's best that maybe you find a different solution.
Okay. Do you know anybody else that either A, can get us new windows within a day or two, or has a don't mind the dead body policy?
I'm not sure. I could ask around, but
yes, could you?
There's only a few companies and I don't All right. have time for that.
And then
the
give
moment,
me a call back. Can you do that?
This is a lot of work. We would have to charge you for the hours for this.
Do you not want my grandmother's soul to go to heaven?
I'm not saying that. I definitely want the best for your family. And
you want her soul to go to heaven, right?
Sure. If that
no, say, I need to hear you say it. I need to hear say I want your grandmother's soul to go to heaven.
Okay. Yes, I I want your grandmother's soul to go to heaven, but I'm unfortunately not able to give you the results you need in order to, it seems, make that happen.
Who's in charge there? What is the official policy on souls going to heaven?
We don't have a policy for that.
Then this is not the right place for me. Sorry, I'm gonna have to do my own research, I guess. Thanks for nothing, I guess.
Have a good day.
And one more thing before I go. None of this has been real, and this is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you're on a phone scam. It's a prank.
Oh my God.
It's a prank phone call that your sister actually emailed me and wanted me to do.
Oh my goodness. I literally thought I was going to get in trouble with my boss.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call. Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you call 916-909-1065, 909-1065, and you tell us your maiden name, you tell us your married name, and then Katie and I, as two trained professionals, will tell you which one is better, but more importantly, we're going to tell you why. We're going to start with Kara. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning.
All right, so go ahead and tell us your maiden name.
My maiden name is Peters.
Oh, Kara Peters.
Ooh.
What's wrong with that?
No. It's very like I'm running for student body president, but vice president.
It's fine. I think here's why I like Kara Peters.
Okay.
It can carry you through all of the phases of your life.
That is absolutely true.
You can be an old lady named Kara Peters. Yeah. You can be a middle schooler named Kara Peters.
Although I do feel like Kara Peters is a middle schooler.
Well,
like just chronically.
She's married. So I
True.
Hope not.
Okay.
What is your married name?
Married name is Del Chiaro.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Kara Del Chiaro?
Yeah.
That makes it sound like you've inherited a pineapple farm in Hawaii or something like that.
The Del Chiaros have their own yacht.
This is a no-brainer upgrade.
Upgrade.
Now, sure. I will say this. Kara Del Chiaro can't be a middle schooler.
No, she never, no.
She's an heiress.
She actually was sent to boarding school
yes.
at a very young age.
Yes.
She calls her mom mother.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Kara, congratulations. That's a big upgrade. Let's talk now to Katie. Another Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
All right. Maiden name.
Dixon.
Oh. Katie Dixon.
Wait, Dixon or Vixen?
Dixon with a D.
Oh, all right.
Katie Dixon. It's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. It does open you up to maybe some jokes.
What? Oh. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. I was thinking more of, like, this just... The name Katie Dixon sounds like a Confederate flag. If the Confederate okay. flag had a name right. and it was a girl, it'd be Katie Dixon.
Okay. Well, I was trying to think of...
No, we know what you were trying to think of.
How difficult puberty was for her.
Katie, what's your married name?
Hawk.
Oh.
With an H.
Hawk?
Hawk.
Yes.
Big upgrade.
Katie Hawk.
And I know it's Hawk, not Eagle, but if the American flag had a name,
boom,
it's Katie Hawk.
That's right.
Upgrade. Big one. Thank you so much, Katie. Next, let's talk to Madison. Good morning, Madison.
Hi, good morning.
Maiden name.
Fawn with an F, like a baby deer, F-A-W-N.
Man,
Madison Fawn.
If you have the name of any baby animal, it's adorable.
Okay, here's the one thing I will say about this. And I know you're not going to see this coming, but as soon as I say it, you're going to get it. This does sound like the name of a porn star.
Madison
Fawn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
It's Madison almost anything. Madison's it's a very porny name.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your married name?
Camarillo.
Madison Camarillo.
You know, it feels good to say.
Not as good as Madison
Fawn. But not
Fawn.
As good as Madison Fawn.
Camarillo seems yep. like a car that got discontinued in the 90s. When Kia first came out. Not now. Not good Kia.
No.
90s Kia.
Yeah.
I drive a Kia Camarillo.
Camarillo. I'm going to say it's a downgrade.
That's a downgrade. Unfortunately. Sorry about that. They can't all be winners, Madison. Let's talk to Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Maiden name?
Tustin.
Ooh, Ruth Tustin. You sound like, it sounds like what a president... What the first lady's name was when they first met.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It does. And that was when he met young Ruth Tustin. At a high school
father
dance.
Daughter of a dairy farmer. Never believed that someday she'd step into the White House as the first lady.
And what is your married name?
Thompson.
Wait, you went from Tustin to Thompson?
Yep. What? My mom went from Trimble to Tustin.
Okay, what's the point of even changing your name?
Right, what a lateral move.
Like, why? Like the time you could have saved at the Social Security office.
For
just
real.
Not have to call your bank.
It's both of those names are so plain Jane that you could introduce, you and your husband could introduce yourselves to people with two separate last names.
No one would even notice.
Nope. Mm-mm.
And I gotta tell you, Ruth Thompson feels like Herbert Hoover's wife, too.
100%.
Because it's the same.
Right.
Okay. That's...
I guess...
You know what? I'm crossing just... I just crossed you out. You just don't even get to play.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we don't have time to get to everybody else. It's the married name upgrade downgrade. And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And... Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So,
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Katie caused a car accident yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah, everybody.
And I was not driving a car. It's not like I got in a car accident.
And I know you're thinking, she was probably jaywalking then. No, she was sleigh-walking.
Yes!
Tell everybody what happened. What happened around you yesterday? Okay. I guess that's the most accurate way of describing
it. At Whole Foods, doing...
being healthy.
No, I was returning Amazon packages. And I had gone into the Whole Foods. I realized I had forgotten one of the packages. Like, all my transactions were done. And I go, oh, my God, there's one more. Let me run out to my car. So as I run out to my car, grab it, I'm walking back. This gentleman is coming out of the Whole Foods. And he does a... Hey, girl. And I said, hey, and I'm walking. And then he wants to ask me a bunch of questions about is my hair color real?
What is with people? Like, they've never seen redheads before.
Men like to ask me if I'm naturally
You're
redheaded.
Sitting here with two men. I've never asked a redheaded woman if that was a real color.
Well, it happens.
That's so weird.
So I go in, I drop off this last package, and I just go right back out. In the time that I've gone in and gone out, he is now in his car and he is backing out of his parking spot.
All right.
I am like walking sort of towards where he is backing out, and he rolls his window down to try to holler at me some more.
Oh, wow. He catcalled you?
I actually don't know what he was saying to me when he was in the car. Like, I kind of couldn't hear, but he was definitely trying to.
But it started with, hey, girl, when he was on foot, right?
Oh, yeah.
So then we can only deduce it was more catcalling.
For sure.
He was shooting a shot, Kevin.
Okay. Yeah.
He needs to know genetically, is she a redhead?
Right.
Hey, girl, I'm doing some genetic research on the people of the Sacramento area.
There's only 2% of you in the world. Can I ask you a question?
What's your yearly income, you fine thing? For research purposes.
So he is backing out of the parking spot and trying to holler at me and not realizing that he's just getting closer and closer and closer and closer to the car in the, you know, parked behind him. And if he didn't just back right into that car.
Wow. Now, is the other car parked or moving?
Parked.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But the other person was like just getting out of their car. So they were there. They were present for it.
If I saw that happen, it'd be so hard not to drag that a-hole out of the driver's seat.
Oh, now it wasn't.
So he's mumbling while he's backing up. You don't know what he's actually saying.
Well, I also was not trying to engage this person because I knew what he was trying to do. Hmm. So I was just like, I could tell he was talking to me. I could tell he was trying to hit on me.
Yeah.
So I was just keeping it going.
Sure.
But if he didn't back right into that car.
How bad was the damage?
I don't know. I didn't stay around to find out.
Well, what was your reaction? Did you laugh?
I laughed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What kind of car was he driving?
Not a great one.
All right. What kind of car did he hit?
Like a small Toyota, like SUV thing.
Just so he could shoot his shot.
Well?
Yeah.
Mama still got it, though.
Well, Mama
still got it.
Let's talk about the guy.
Okay.
All right. Now you're a single lady.
Okay.
Would this guy have a shot?
No.
Why not?
Oh.
Not attractive.
In what ways?
His face.
Okay.
Dang.
And not very pulled together in his clothes.
Sure.
I mean, just, he wasn't a good-looking guy.
So, not a good-looking guy.
Also, to start, if you start with wanting to talk to me about my hair color.
That's not a good thing.
Unless it's to say, your hair is beautiful.
What if the very next question is it real? Can I touch it?
Then you lost me.
Let me ask just a general question.
Okay.
Not a good looking man.
No.
Not in a nice car.
No.
And clearly sheltered, never seen a redheaded person before. Okay. Where does somebody like that even get the confidence to shoot their shot to a stranger in public?
That is a great question.
I almost have never done that in my life. And I'm not attractive, but I'm not ugly.
Sure.
I'm very mid, okay? Yeah. And I would never have the confidence to do something like that. Where do these men live?
It must mean that sometimes it works. He had to be early 40s. So I'm sure there was plenty of life where he has tried to do this, and it must work. Otherwise, I'm sure he would have pivoted and tried something else.
But let's say it works optimistically 2 out of 10 times.
Okay.
Those aren't good odds.
That's still more times than you because you're not even trying. Kevin, is this an approach that you would take?
No, I'm more of a gentleman chivalry type of person.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. I see that.
You'd wait until she was already in a car accident, then you'd rip that door right off.
I mean, yeah, she can't go anywhere.
Say, come with me, baby girl.
Yes.
And bring that red hair.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
It is time for us to play Fun Delivered The Wake Up Call. So exciting, always is, except when the big Fun Delivered box in the studio dwindles down to what we have, I believe, only 6 things left. Mm-hmm. Now, I do have a really big box at home.
Okay.
Okay, so don't worry. Fun Delivered will continue through Christmas. But we all agreed on the show, we're going to let this box go bone dry.
Right.
And we thought, wow, they're getting smaller. It's not going to be as exciting. One of them's deaf a book.
Yes.
Well, that's what we thought last week.
And we were wrong. You know that you had a real fun delivered when you get controversial meetings with bosses. Guys, can we not do so much sex toy stuff on the show? We didn't know.
We did not know.
Our hand to God, we swear on our kids and puppies that Kevin used to have. We did not know that one of those was going to be an adult item.
Mm-mm.
All right. Who wants to start?
I'll go first.
All right, Katie would like to start.
Oh, thank goodness.
Now, if you don't know what Fun Delivered is, there's a company out of Florida called Fun Delivered, and they buy up undelivered, unopened packages that never make it to their final destination.
Wow, there really isn't any.
There's not much in there, yeah. And what we do is we partner with them. Oh. They send us a whole bunch of stuff, and we bring it to you. And if you want to play Fun Delivered on your own, you can. You just go to their website, order some stuff. If you want to do it for Christmas, I would order it right now. All right, what did you pick? It's teeny tiny.
It's pretty small. It is, it's about the size of like a greeting card.
Oh.
But inside something is fabric.
Oh.
You love fabric. you're a sucker for soft, is what it is.
You
know what? I would like to go next.
Okay.
All right. We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
I mean, it's bad. Considering we have so few things.
Yeah.
And his bad luck. Like, I can't, he's gonna get like.
He's holding the book.
I'm shocked he hasn't opened somebody's ashes yet.
Right.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. It's a book. I picked one of the books.
Okay. So
there's actually
book.
Two books in there.
Gross.
One's a hardback, one is a paperback.
Okay.
And I picked the hardback. It is a thin hardback. And it's from a so that's making me think this is either going to be a book of positive affirmations that, you know, a boss would give the employees, or it's a children's book.
Or it's like your mesothelioma handbook.
Either way, it's from a company called awesomebooks.com.
Oh. Wow.
And then it says, making an impact with every book. I got a feeling there's a lesson about God in here.
<That's nice.
laughs> All right, Kevin. We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. He's diving into the very shallow Fun Delivered box.
These are all boo-boo.
They're all boo-boo. All right. Okay. Now, again, you picked a small one. That's fine.
Well, they're kind of all small.
They're all small, yeah.
This is like a square-like.
Okay.
It feels hard. It's a box, definitely, inside. I can't feel anything else.
Is it bubble wrapped?
Yes, it's bubble wrapped. What does that mean?
Breakable.
Something fragile.
Yeah, just like your heart.
Oh.
All right. So that was round one of Fun Delivered. So now we're going to take a break. We're going to play some music. We're going to stretch our legs. And then we're going to come back and we're going to open these babies on the air. And then you get to decide who actually won Fun Delivered.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Fun Delivered time on the Wake Up Call. We're right smack dab in the middle of it. That's right. Fun Delivered, undelivered, unopened packages that never made it to their final destinations. They ended up on a morning radio show in Sacramento, California, as we had to explain to the only person we've ever successfully tracked down for Fun Delivered and returned that package to her. It was a dog collar. She lives in the Bronx of New York. She's like, how did my dog collar end up in Sacramento on a morning radio show? Answer, Fun Delivered. So Kevin went, got a little teeny tiny bubble wrapped square. Katie, I forget what yours was.
Size of a greeting card, feels like fabric.
And I got a book. You want to go first?
Yeah, we'll go in the order of.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
You
Kevin?
Go first.
Okay.
Okay.
And pay attention to this. Listen. If you ever want to watch any of this, you can always text FUN to 916-909-1065.
Ooh, it's in a good bag.
It's definitely. It's.
Oh,
is that your size?
It's panties.
Oh my goodness.
I don't completely understand them because they are panties that have like material that goes over your butt.
Yeah.
But then another part of it is in the shape of a thong.
Oh, maybe it's lingerie.
Oh, it's def-
it's new. It's skin tone colored. This would not be lingerie.
Skin tone's not a very sexy color,
right?
Well, maybe some people love it.
What size would you say that is?
It is a size large.
Okay,
oh, too big for you.
Thank you, queen.
Man, you were right on that. Great job,
sister.
How many pairs are in there?
There's two pairs.
Oh, just two panties. That's a first. That's a first for Fun Delivery.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Are you going to wear them?
No, I'm not.
I'll go next. Awesomebooks.com is where this is from.
I hope you get a motivational book.
Let's see how awesome it is. It's something that you would see at like Urban Outfitters as you check out. It's like an old timey thing. It just says, I'm so happy. It's happy hour.
Aww.
Sinfully delicious cocktails for any occasion.
Oh, that's fun.
It's recipes for all kinds of alcohol drinks. Please. It's the perfect gift that you get somebody that you don't know very well.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, if you're doing a Secret Santa at your work, this would be one of the gifts.
Right. Yes. And then they get to page through it just like this and go, oh, now I know how to make the Slinky Mink. Okay. All right, so I got a cocktail recipe book. Katie got underwear. If you want to see any of us playing Fun Delivered, you always text FUN to 909-1065. Kevin, here we go. Let's see what we get.
I got a diamond ring.
Shut up.
Wow, this is pretty.
Let me see it.
How many carats is it?
I mean, it's obviously not real. But it's,
I beg to differ.
How do you know it's not real?
Well, because it looks like it's made of glass.
Oh, I can't tell.
I thought it was diamonds.
Let's see.
Is it a diamond?
I mean, it is clearly not a real diamond.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is. But it's a pretty ring, Kevin.
Then why do I need a silver polishing if it's not real?
Well, the silver might be real. Just that diamond is not real. Plus, I don't think that they would put a diamond in the case that it came in.
Would you even order a diamond ring through the mail? Wouldn't you like want that in person?
I'm sure you can order anything.
Oh, this is cute. It has wings.
What is that? What does that mean?
On each side
of there's like the center stone and then wings on each side.
I can replace the stone.
You could. With what?
I have a black obsidian.
Or a whistle.
A whistle?
Yeah, you could like a little like, help whistle.
I'm not going to wear this ring. It's too girly.
You could pretend it's Eucura. What is it? Not Eucura.
That's for bladder infection.
I feel like that's
what we're talking about?
We're close though. Those rings that like track you.
Aura, yes.
Aura. You could pretend it's that so people think you have money.
Oh. I mean, I don't want people to think I have money.
All right. So, who won? This is a tough one. Katie got weird underwear.
Really weird. Like, I'm really struggling to even make sense of them.
I got a cocktail book on recipes, and Kevin got what we believe is at least a fake diamond ring. The silver might be real. You should get that appraised, though, dude. Like, take it to the mall after this.
Nothing. This is worthless.
I would at least bring it in and get it appraised anyway, just for the goofs.
I would say, I would be so embarrassed to bring this piece of trash in and be like, hello, Smitty. Right. Fine, sir.
Hey, could you do me a favor and lock this store down before I bring this out?
Make sure you get that little eye thing, okay? And look real close at this.
Just for them to go, this is absolutely glass. This is costume jewelry.
Right. This is plastic.
Text in 909-106. Tell us who you think won, and if you want to see it, you can always text the word FUN.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, we were not planning on doing a third part for Fun Delivered. We thought we were done. Kevin got a not real diamond ring during Fun Delivered, and our text messages to 909-1065 blew up.
Yeah.
With people saying, dude, I think that those are ashes.
Yeah.
And Kevin, while we were playing some songs, took a real hard look at the ring he got. And what is the consensus, Katie?
The consensus is that on the inside of the ring, there's the name Bill.
Yeah. So everything the listener said is true. I think it's a cremation ring.
Can I see it?
Yeah, here, hold up. Let me.
This is
let
me scary.
Put Bill
why
back
it feels disrespectful?
Oh, my. Why would you just
it feels
throw
disrespectful
his ashes?
To just throw it.
Well, that's why I put Bill back in the box.
Oh, my God.
All right,
God.
Now, there is no name of a company on the thing on the box.
Correct.
It is just a box that has like a see-through plastic thing. If you want to see Kevin open it and see the ring, you text FUN, F-U-N, which in hindsight seems a little distasteful, to 916-909-1065. Oh, God, I almost dropped it. 909-1065. Besides the fact that it says Bill on the inside of the ring, Kevin's right. There were like angel wings.
Yeah. I knew that there were wings on it, but.
Oh my.
So this could, there could be part of Bill in this ring?
I believe that's Bill.
Oh my God.
It can't be all of Bill.
No. That's definitely not all of
it's
Bill.
It's part of
that's
Bill.
Just a little bit of Bill.
One of the text messages that we got in said, my friend's mom had her brother's ashes made into several pieces of jewelry and wears them to remember him like this.
I mean, it's very sweet.
You got to track this down.
See, that's the thing I really like. Now I feel bad.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, where's my Bill?
Where's Bill?
Oh,
where's right. part of Bill?
Right. So,
and if I don't know how we would even track it down. Like when we get these fun delivered packages, they go out of their way to make sure that we cannot see the address to where it's gone. The only time we've ever been able to find it is if inside the package there is a receipt. And I think that's only happened once, and it was because it was going to a prison. The way we tracked down the girl who bought the dog collar was that the dog collar
had her
phone number engraved on it. So we called it. There's no, I feel terrible.
I know, I feel really bad too. I mean, I think the good news is that there's probably more of Bill out there. So.
Which part of Bill did we get?
A little bit of all of them.
Oh,
so they can make more Bill, but it would be certainly a tough pill to swallow to not get this ring.
I blame you for this, Gavin.
Why?
You wanted ashes. You said, what if I got ashes? And then the universe heard
that.
It's your right.
This is Katie.
What if we got somebody's ashes?
I'm pissed.
And we did.
You are a witch.
So what do we do with it? We can't throw Bill away.
Kevin's got to wear it around his neck.
I'm not going to.
Why?
I don't know him.
So what? He was a person.
Okay.
We don't care. Oh, listen. Okay. I know we're all living in a new reality, but people still matter.
Right.
Okay? We should honor Bill. And we should cherish Bill.
Okay,
and
hang Bill.
Oh, okay, I dropped it.
Oh God, pick him up. Pick him up.
I got him. He's good. Okay. I got him. All right.
Jeez.
Maybe we should take turns wearing him around our necks.
Oh, how about we just put him by Krista?
The neon sign we got?
Father, daughter.
That is sick. You are sick.
What if we just hang him somewhere in here on...
Cleaning people will take it down.
I don't want his spirit in here.
And we've had many times where our big boss has just come in here and just wiped the counters clean just threw everything in.
Right. We've already lost Bill once. We can't do it again.
Text in 909-1065. What should we do with Bill? If you're just joining us, Kevin got ashes in a ring. We're pretty sure.
Someone said it's expensive. Maybe I can go appraise it.
That is disgusting.
You're an awful person.
Somebody said, Bill's part of the Odyssey morning show now.
Yes.
How professional. Somebody said, are you going to, throw it away?
We can't. We've lost Bill once already.
Somebody said, let social media do its magic. What?
That's a great idea.
I mean, we could do that, but there's a lot of bills in the world.
I know, but somebody ordered this.
But it could be anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
Right?
It's worth a shot, I guess, and say, help us share this.
Yeah.
Please share it so that it travels around, and let's try to get this ring back to its owner.
Right. Okay. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, I don't have a lot of followers on TikTok, though. How do we do this?
Well, we could do Instagram too, but okay. Let's definitely do it on TikTok.
Okay, I'm going to put Bill back in his coffin now.
Oh, my God.
Somebody said we should go bury the ring somewhere.
I mean, down for that.
Maybe that'll be, if we can't track down the person, we'll have a little funeral for the ring.
Ceremony.
All right. Okay.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
He's gone all over the internet, which is not easy to do. It is vast to find interesting facts to make us more interesting. He doesn't understand them completely, but that's not going to stop him from Did You Know.
Did you know just thinking about a bright light can cause your pupils to dilate?
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Okay, try it on me.
What do you mean?
See if you can see if my pupils will dilate.
Okay, are you thinking of bright
yet,
light?
Not yet. I'm keeping my.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Are you close? Can you see?
Get close. I'm going to have to get real close.
Okay.
All right, think about bright. No, no, no. Don't close your eyes because once you open your eyes, they'll automatically dilate because it's what goes from dark to. So keep your eyes open.
Oh, okay.
Keep your eyes open. And now think of the brightest light, the bright head beams, high beams.
That's what I'm thinking of.
It's not working.
All right. Well.
Well, I don't think you were thinking hard enough.
So I know you're talking about thinking about bright light makes your pupils dilate, which means I guess if that's true, we can trick our eyes, which is interesting. I mean, obviously we can trick our brain into believing all kinds of silliness, but now we can trick parts of our body into function. Like, could I trick my heart into racing? By not even though I'm not exercising. Well, I guess obviously, like if you're an anxious person, you can make your heart race with your mind. What else can we do?
Levitate.
Can we make ourselves levitate with our mind?
You could do whatever you put your mind to.
You can do whatever you put your mind to.
Yeah.
All right. Could I feel full if I just convince myself that I ate?
Yeah, you can. That's what a lot of people do.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
Seems like we do the opposite in this country.
I sometimes tell
myself.
We are full,
and our brain tells us we're still hungry.
I tell myself I'm full all the time.
How's that working out for you? Because you already had Teddy Grahams this morning for breakfast.
Okay. And you just said yesterday you're gaining weight.
Okay. Oh, well, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it does.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, 50-50.
Yeah.
So did you know with Kevin?
Did you know a well-traveled road effect? I read that wrong. Hang on. Did you know the well-traveled road effect, a cognitive bias in which we perceive familiar roads as taking less time than unfamiliar, less frequently traveled ones?
Gavin, that's part of your problem.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That's why you think you can get everywhere so much faster than...
Like, I live in West Roseville, and if somebody's like, I need you to show up to work... And work is almost, it's basically at Douglas. It's the other side of Roseville. In my brain, I go, I can get there in 10 minutes. There's no way that I could do it in 10 minutes. Not really. But because I drive that way so often, in my brain, I'm going like, this road that's 7 miles long takes 30 seconds.
Right. Okay, so it's not
my fault.
Just the time that you have time blindness.
Right.
This is, you've got two
symptoms. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So here's what I should do then. I need to go a different way all the time. Ways I've never been. A real trailblazer, as they say.
Road well traveled.
Right.
Okay.
That's probably why it took Lois and Clark. Like, they asked Lois and Clark, how long did it take you to cross the country? And they were like, oh, God, it took us years. And they're like, Lois, you've been gone for 4 months. Because it was all new to him. All right, did you know with Kevin?
Did you know the average person spends about 30% of their waking hours daydreaming?
30%?
Uh-huh.
What? Okay, can I ask you guys a question?
What's daydreaming?
No, what's the difference between... Why is that funny?
What a silly thing for him to assume you were going to ask.
I know. What's the difference between daydreaming and just thinking about something?
You're the expert.
Okay, so daydreaming is you're thinking about the possible future.
Oh, it's something that hasn't happened yet. Or might not even happen.
Right, you have to manifest it. But thinking is more of reality, like, okay, how to deal with it type of vibes.
Okay.
So one's futurist and the other is presentist.
Mm-hmm.
Or past.
If I'm just sitting here
and
not talking to anybody and I'm just staring off, but I'm running over all the stuff I have to do today, not daydreaming.
You're thinking.
But if I am sitting here not talking to anybody and looking off into nothing, thinking about
kissing George Clooney.
Kissing George Clooney. That
riding
is daydreaming.
A unicorn. Riding, that's daydreaming.
Okay. All right. That sounds like dreaming.
What was the last thing you daydreamed about, Kevin?
Having a girlfriend.
Yeah. I don't know why he's laughing at you.
We daydream about you having a girlfriend, too.
Well, let's turn that daydream into manifestation.
We keep trying. We've been manifesting it for a decade.
Me, too.
You won't let us.
I've let several people.
All right. We're not going to get into this. Katie, I've learned that it is a cul-de-sac to try to set you up with somebody.
At least we're circling.
You got me there. All right. Did you know with Kevin? Thank you so much.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So McDonald's, they sure are not paying for this, by the way. They have released something that some people are saying is the tastiest thing McDonald's has made since the Egg McMuffin. That's a bold statement.
That's pretty bold.
I mean, the Egg McMuffin's probably one of the most perfect breakfast sandwiches ever created.
I think it's fine. But I don't really like breakfast. Sorry to do that to you.
Other people, though, are saying that this is a, quote, I saw, culinary abomination. What are we talking about? We're talking about the McChicken Big Mac. Now, I will say that the Big Mac sandwich is already a really good
burger. I will tell you, I will pound a Big Mac.
Right.
I've never had a Big Mac.
Because of why?
The sauce and the pickles.
Kevin, it's filled with things that Kevin hates.
Yeah. You could get all those things removed.
Then what am I paying for?
Right.
Everything else.
No.
No.
So we went out and we got McChicken Big Macs. We're looking at them. Now, this is a double strike on Kevin, because not only is it filled with sauce and pickles,
yeah,
it was also purchased yesterday.
Kevin, I did have to warm him up in the microwave. And Kevin does not eat leftovers.
Kevin's not a fan of leftovers.
No.
All right. So it's basically a Big Mac.
It's a Big Mac, but it has chicken patties. It's basically a Big Mac with giant chicken nuggets in it. I have to tell you, this does not sound appealing to me at all.
Why do you say that? Too much breading?
Maybe. It just feels like it's too much. Maybe it's because it has so much breading.
All right. So are we all going to go at the same time?
At the same time.
All right. That's great, because it creates radio silence. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, God. Okay,
all right. So grab.
Hold on. Oh, my God.
It's so huge. How do you fit this in your mouth?
It does feel really big.
It's bigger than a normal Big Mac. That's for sure. Okay. McChicken Big Macs up.
Okay, up
I'm nervous.
To me.
Salute to you. Yeah.
All right, and 1, 2, 3, down the hatch.
Okay.
That is a lot of sauce.
I think I'm biased.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's good at all.
People like the Big Mac sauce?
Yeah, it's basically Thousand Island with relish.
God.
That does not work.
I mean, I know Kevin's going to hate it.
I hate it.
Well, yeah.
Maybe because it's a day old.
No.
The sauce.
I love it.
You do?
I think this is an improvement on the burger.
I think that is lunacy.
Yeah.
And it is because there's so much breading in it.
There's a lot of breading.
Like I can still feel it in my mouth.
I'm okay with that, though. I mean, if you're just new to Earth, the Big Mac is a burger with a third slice of bread already in it. That seemed unnecessary at the time.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not quite sure what the engineering goal was of putting a third slice of bread in there, almost like an FU.
But you are so right. People are torn. This is Android and iPhone.
Yeah.
Somebody did text in, who eats a day-old reheated McDonald's? We get up, we do our work before you can order lunch at McDonald's.
Trust us, we've tried.
I don't, and they get mad.
They get very mad.
Right, because we should have known.
What do you mean you want a quarter pounder? It's 7 a.m.
Right,
I can't tell you how many times an angry teenager has said that to Kevin. I love it.
That's okay. Well,
I like this one.
Somebody does.
Somebody said it's the chicken Big Mac with tempura chicken.
Oh,
that's a good way to look at it.
It does taste like tempura batter.
The weird thing is, if you ate just like a chicken sandwich from McDonald's, I feel like that would taste better than this. Like there's something about it that's not working.
There's a lot in it. That's what it's just. I don't need two patties. Two patties is a lot. I mean, that's a
lot. Also, the sauce doesn't go with the chicken.
Totally disagree. I think the Big Mac sauce goes with the chicken. In fact, from now on, I'm only going to order McChickens with Big Mac sauce.
I have to tell you something. You have a food problem.
Right.
I don't. It's good.
No.
It's very good.
This is your Italian mother making sure that you clear your plate.
You are
You like it because it's food in front of you.
Well, no. That's not why. I mean, I'm looking at it. I've eaten a third of this.
Yeah.
And I'm all done.
It's the third bread.
Well, I don't know if I can blame the third bread or the second chicken sandwich that's inside of it.
Okay, that's such a good point. This is two chicken sandwiches.
Right.
And why didn't we always call Big Mac two hamburgers?
Somebody texted in and said they have a single Big Mac, which is just a burger with the Big Mac sauce on it. Yeah. Somebody's like, I wish they'd bring that back. I actually agree with that because I like the Big Mac. I know it's just Thousand Island with relish. It's very good, though. So, listen. And once again, we need to say, McDonald's is not paying us to say this. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.